seasons change, tree tops sway. I am young today. Children play sidewalk game as I dream away.
Everybody, welcome to Rapture Centric Church. Judy here. So happy to be able to host this fine day. I have a bunch of kids here, so every now and then I might get pulled away. They're all wonderful. So let me let everybody on. God bless you. Lord, we love you. We love you. We thank you. We worship you. We adore you, Jesus. And I think we're just going to do a song of adoration too, but I want to welcome Jerry and Tana and Alana.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Tana. Hi, Alana.
That's Alana. How you doing?
Alana, we miss you in chat. We really miss you in chat, but I know you're having computer problems.
Hi, Alana.
Is chat. You have no idea.
Do you guys mind? I just want to give our pastor adoration and praise for how wonderful he is. He just is so good. He's answering a lot of prayers in my family. He recently did a miracle with my brother, my little brother who was astray. And he's just wonderful. We love you, Jesus. And even in the midst of the trials you're allowing with your bride, you know, we just glorify you. We thank you for them. We thank you for refining our faith. We thank you that your hand is on it all. And we worship you, Lord. And there's a song I want to play. It's a really good song, and it's by, dang it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Thou art Maranatha. welcome Joe. That's probably Joe and Katie. Hi, Joe and Katie girl. And it looks like I see Keith. Hello, Mr. Red Heifer. Jackass here. Heifer and the Jackass are going in the air today. And
hello.
Is this Chris Nicholson?
Yep.
814?
Hi.
Is that Chris?
Yep.
Huh? Okay.
Please, you don't know the number, Judy.
Okay, so we have beautiful. We have Jerry and Tana and Alana and Chris and Keith and JoJo and Katie. And we also have Deborah and Kenneth and Chris and Raina and Rojo and Jerry in the chat room. So God bless everybody. And welcome, people. Welcome. That song is beautiful. It's just, you know what? He has all of us at a point of rescue, at a point of desperation. He designed it that way. So if you are on the edge, don't worry. He's coming to get you, okay? And everyone's having their own trials. Some are more severe than others, but they're all designed by each of us. So, you know, they're all designed by God for each one of us to purify our faith and to just, it's only good. God's only always good. Just always repeat that. He's only always good. He's never bad. Nothing he does is bad. He's always sweet. And I just want to say, someone's been asking about my breathing. Yes, the problem is still there, but I just want to tell you, I don't focus on it, but since I did bring it up, because we're family, I just want to say, this is one of my little trials he's allowing, and I love it. Every breath I take is ordained by God. And I have to take this inhaler every 2 hours, otherwise I literally can't catch my breath, so I am going back to the doctor. Yeah, but you know what? He's in it. I feel him in it. You know, I've already rebuked the devil and commanded peace, and it's anything left after that, it's the Lord, and he has a good – I've been sick. I'm 45, okay, so I've been sick before. I used to have lupus, and God healed me in a process before, and I will never trade having lupus for what he did. So I'm grateful for it, okay? And so, you know, when you have sick people in the church, don't try to the reason why I don't share a lot of stuff is I don't want someone trying to come cast the devil out of me. It's ridiculous. Are you kidding? Demons are so afraid of me. They don't even come near me. They're freaking freaked out when they hear my laughter. And if the Lord allows them, then they're not going to go away until he says, okay, let go now. So just so you know, be sensitive to people in the church. If they're going through things, you know, before you start doing your sloppy prayers, ask the Lord for wisdom and guidance, okay? So I'm sharing this because I'm letting you know that his hand is in it. He told me his hand is in it, and I trust him. And he let me know today that I could go back to the doctor. If we're here in a few days, I could go. So that's what I'm going to do. And today didn't work out. I'm probably going to go on Tuesday if we're here to just get some further tests and try to see why I can't catch my breath. So, but if I take my inhaler, I'm fine. So that's my little health situation. God's in it. I'm excited. I laugh at evil. That's right. Jerry, I do. And you know what? I'm so rapture-centric.
You don't need to go to the doctor. I can give you a diagnosis right now over the phone on RCC. Jesus is taking your breath away. That's all.
I know, Chris. I told Tana in chat last night. I told Tana and Jason, I know why I can't breathe, because I'm so excited he's coming and Jesus takes my breath away. you know, and the thing is, you guys, like, he knows that I'm so rapture-centric that I don't care if I just fade away and quit breathing, and that's just how it is. But, you know, he let me know it's not – I'm fine, you know, and today I have a bunch of kids over until after the holiday weekend on Tuesday. If we're here, again, I don't plan on being here, but I will probably go in and get it checked, because by then I'm going to need a new breather. I only have, like, 100 breaths left, you know, and if I don't have that with me, I literally can't breathe. So that's my situation, and I love everybody. I love you guys. If people are vulnerable in this church, I'm being vulnerable by sharing that. It doesn't mean that I want to get a bunch of, you know, just pray. If the Lord leads you, but don't insult me by telling me I have a demon that's clogging my throat and all this stuff. That's kind of, you know, unless the Lord's telling you that, it's really, you want to be sensitive to people, okay? Like, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's a lot of people right now at RCC, there's not person I don't know personally at RCC that doesn't need to be rescued from something, and we want to be sensitive to each
Amen.
Other and not judge one another or not, you know. When I was sick with lupus, people tried to make it seem like I had sin in my life, and I was so pissed off. My husband said, don't even come to church anymore, because people were so ignorant. They'd be like, have you repented? And, you know, and it was just ridiculous the kind of stuff people do when you're sick. And it's like, I was rebuking the devil, and one day the Lord said, stop doing that. It's not the devil, it's me. And I went, oh, and I never did it again. And then he healed me. He said, he told me, I'm going to heal you in a process. I want you to, and he started telling me what to do, who to call. He had me go all organic, and so he said, I'm getting you ready for the long haul. So he knew I would need to be around for 11 more years, and so I am. And, you know, my mm-hmm. life should have been taken. I was very sick, you guys. I couldn't even walk. My right leg didn't work. It's a huge miracle what God did. And within 6 months, I was traveling the globe again, diagnosed with, you know, horrible symptoms, couldn't walk, and then within 6 months, I was out tracing around the globe again. So the Lord did
wow.
his thing, but what he did in me during that six-month period of healing was he started to tell me about his love for me, because, see, he saw that I was very works-oriented.
Right.
He saw that I was
wow.
doing everything I was doing. I was works-oriented. I was working, and he told me, you're working too hard. I just do, you know, and so he taught me a lot. I sat in the bedroom for 6 months, and he sat there and downloaded all kinds of stuff. So when we traveled, when we went back in on around the world, I was like really refined. I had a message that I was carrying because I had been sick, and it
wow.
was really powerful. And so, you know, we know that the people here that RCC that are still sick, if they haven't been healed yet, it's because the Lord is doing it. He's going to. He really will. Be patient and thank him every day, but he's got a plan. And I'm bringing all this up to say that we have. I'm going to bring up Raina's family right now, okay? She has until September 1st, that's Monday, to find a place to live with two girls. And so they have to be out. She's putting her stuff in storage on Sunday, okay? Raina is not asking for anything but your guys' prayers. And as you pray for her, if the Holy Spirit, you know, lead you to do something, then you can get a hold of Raina, okay? But I talked to Raina today. I prayed with her, and we're just standing with her. And, you know, what
yep.
you get what you believe for. If you believe, this is what I was saying, if you believe that you're going to be homeless living in a car, then you will be. If you, you
okay.
see, years ago, God told me this. He said, when I was going through some stuff and I was claiming his promises, I was claiming specifically when I had lupus, he told me to claim his promises. He said, this will not kill me. I will live. But then the devil in my head said, but other people die of lupus. Other people die. What about, why are you so special? God lets people die all the time. And the Lord told me, ignore that voice, because he said, I'm talking to you. You're my beloved. You're my special one. My promises are for you if you believe them. So I did believe them, and I got healed. So Raina is a powerful woman of God, and she believes that her and her children will not be homeless or hungry or living in her car. So she's claiming it.
Yep.
She's claiming she'll be in her mansion. And if she's not in a mansion by Monday, she's going to be in a nice, cozy place, not in a motel, not living
yep.
in her car. So, and she knows that because she believes that. And because she believes that, she'll have that. So don't tell me, Judy, other people are homeless Christians. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you about them, but all I know is what God told me years
yep.
ago when I was first a single mom, and I had to leave my husband because he was abusive, and I had nowhere to go. The Lord literally provided in amazing ways. And I stood on his promise. I said, you will not see
yep.
the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. And because I believe that, people have been amazed at my life. They've been amazed that I was able to stay home with my kid for the first 6 years. I was largely not married that whole time, but I was. It was just going through divorce proceedings and stuff. So basically the Lord, because I believed what he said and
yep.
because I believed I never wanted my kid to see the inside of a daycare, because that was my faith and my heart for my son had never seen the inside of a daycare, and he never – because that's what I believed. So I stood in faith. So what I'm telling you guys is stand in faith for your situation and call. If God told me my promises are for those who believe. If you think that God's going to leave you on the street and homeless, then you will be. Because, see, everything is acquired by faith in the kingdom. It's not like a name it and claim it, grab it and, you know, blab it kind of a thing. It's just believing that your dad is good and that he loves you and saying it all day long. And you got God believe. I believe God told me today. He said, well, he told me a long time ago before I ever met Raina, back way in December, that she was a powerful woman of God. So no matter how she acts or talks to me, I know who she really is, because God told me she's super powerful. So she's acting like a powerful woman of God. She's just letting her family know. She let me know what she's going through. Like I let you know about my breathing, you know, and different things. It's okay to share with family. Just don't be the kind of family that starts telling people advice and starts, you know, doing ridiculous things to make people feel uncomfortable or guilty or whatever. Just lift each other up. And I'm telling you, because that's what religion did. That's what church does. That's why a lot of people leave, because people make ignorant remarks, because they learned something about warfare. They think that every trouble you have is a demon on your shoulder. Okay. So what I'm saying is, if you feel led to intercede for somebody in this church, he had me doing that last night. He had me rebuking the devil and crying out for everybody at RCC. I had never done this before. Like, he had me literally crying real tears and saying people's names in this church, including my own, and my own name, and lifting up my own situation, okay? And I felt the power in that prayer. And and you know what? We're powerful. We are not a pathetic bride. We are the powerful, we are the force on this earth that is keeping the enemy from doing what he wants to do ahead of time. He can't do it, okay? Like everybody in this bride, we can feel that the enemy's closing in and he wants to do things, but he can't till we leave. But the bride, since this is a powerful and not a pathetic bride, we are going to stand for each other, with each other, and with God. So I'm going to stand right now for Raina, if you guys want to join me. And I thank you, Father, that Raina, and me and Raina already talked. She's already claiming all this. She was already there before I said it. I was just reminding her because, you know, we just need to be reminded, you know, sometimes when things are really hitting the fan. Like, she's literally going to put her stuff in storage on Sunday if we're here. But the Lord told her daughter that the Lord said, we will be in our mansion in heaven before they take us out of here. And so we're claiming that. We're believing that. And listen, God wants us to believe that. So we're going to believe it. And if we're here past the date she's in her mansion, then God knows. And, you know, the thing is, the tendency is, well, you know, God keeps telling people at this church a lot of stuff, but the dates come and go, so most of these people are wrong. No, they're not. God's telling us what he wants us to believe. And one of these days, the dates that he gives Michelle and Jerry and everybody, it's going to be the date. And one of these todays is going to be the day. But what matters, God told me, is our faith. Are we believing? Are we believing when he tells you I'm coming now and there's 0.00 left? I believe it. And I act like it, too. If you saw my life, you'll see. If you came in my house, you would say, wow, she really acts like it. I do. And I spend what I need to spend knowing that I have nothing left. And when I'm done, God keeps giving me more to provide for my family. And it's amazing what he's doing. And so I'm telling you, our daddy's a millionaire. Hi, hon. What do you need, baby? Oh, okay. So he's really super rich, okay? Your father in heaven owns everything. So when you understand that and believe that and claim that, then you'll know, why am I getting ruffled? He's going to provide what I need, and that's what he's going to do for everybody at Rapture Centric Church if you believe it. So let's just lift each other up right now, because there's some really intense trials going on for people, and I'm so glad I'm not God. I'm so glad that I'm not a pastor of the church, because pastors get burnt out because of this kind of stuff. And here's the passcode, sweetheart, and that's a 1, E-E-1-E. Okay, it's all capital. Anyway, sorry, I had to help my little nephew. Anyway, so long story short, I'm not going to talk the whole time, I promise, guys. But what I want to say is that we are powerful, and we're going to join forces together as a church, and we are going to lift each other up, and we're going to pray. And if we get words for people, you can say it on the air, or you can contact people privately if you want. I can give you people's contact information. Most of us are family, so we already see each other on Facebook, or we see each other in the chat room or on YouTube, and we give information. So, Lord, we lift up Raina and her two girls, and we thank you, Father, that Raina will not be living in a car. She will not be living in a hotel. She's going to be living in a mansion like you told her little girl, and we agree with that. Before they have to leave on September 1st. And we thank you, God, and we worship you. And if you have other provision besides a mansion before then we trust you for it, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you that this is not too difficult for you. We've watched you help people in this church, and we know you're good. And I just claim all the promises for Raina and her powerful children who are hearing your voice. And we thank you, Father. I thank you for... And I'm just happy. I just love you, Dad. Thank you for taking care of our beautiful Raina.
Amen.
Okay. So, hallelujah. And
amen.
Amen. And so it is finished. And because we believe, we get what we believe for. Okay, I want to give you guys an example. Remember when we had the big earthquake here, the 6.1, and I was literally less than 50 miles from the epicenter? You guys know that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody from Napa all the way to Daly City past San Francisco had their power out, but my little town did not. We did not lose power, you guys. And I'm sitting here, this little lady screaming that nothing's going to touch me, even as the earthquake was happening. I said nothing, and we didn't lose our power, you guys. And that's because I'm here. I'm telling you, God, you get what you believe for. We did not lose any power. And when I found out how everybody lost power and this little town didn't, you don't understand. I was so excited. I was like, I told you, because, you know, I live here, and he sees my face, and he wants to make sure I have running water. And if he wants me to be challenged, he'll do it. But what I'm saying is, believe it, and you get what you believe for. I'm not trying to talk,
amen,
name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, using God for his resources. That's
right.
The whole movement that got out of hand, where everybody's using God. No, but I'm a friend of God, and he told me that he takes good care of his bride. He's not going to take a beat-up, battered bride. And if you're beat up right now, it's because you're allowing yourself to be beat up. Because if God's allowing a trial right now, you are to be glowing and shining through it. You are to have a smile on your face and say, thank you, Lord, that you have allowed this. You know, if you're beat up right now, it's because you're letting yourself be beat up. You don't have to be a beat-up bride right now. The Lord's allowing trials to make your garment ready. Okay, and he's making my garment ready. Let me tell you, my garment is ready. Let me tell you, I'm telling you, like, on almost every level, I'm like, today I was laughing to the Lord. I go, could I shine any brighter? I mean, you are really getting me in every area, you know?
Right.
And he laughed, and he said, I'm just making you look extra good for me. And I'm like, okay, good, just do what you got to do. Like, take everything. You know, take it all, Lord,
amen,
take it all. And that's what we are, you guys. Rapture-centric church is a body of people who have given it all up for his appearing. And in our own ways, everyone here has given it all up for his appearing. And that's all we want. And he's, I'm telling you, he's really happy with the faith here. And he told me last night, I was crying, literal tears. I went to chat later and told everybody. I was crying tears of intercession because the Lord let me feel what people are feeling in addition to my own. He let me feel the trials and the different things, and he had me calling out everyone's names, and I was weeping, and guess what he told me when I was done? He said, I'm going to cry, because here's what he told me. He said, I'm coming to take you home. I'm coming to take you home. And meaning us, all of us. And it was beautiful. It was so powerful. I had chills everywhere. He said it like 3 times. I'm coming to take you home. And he's coming, you guys. He's coming to take us home. And be excited about it and declare it and proclaim it. Your troubles are going to be gone in a blink of an eye. Meanwhile, let these troubles that he's allowing work out that faith in you and that beauty that wants to come out. That's the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian, really, is because people, when they look at you and they see that you still are doing great, and your situation is horrible, do you realize how much of a testimony that is to people? They're like, I don't know how that person does it. They have everything coming against them. Why are they always smiling? Why are they always full of energy and hope? That's why I led people to the Lord 6 years ago, because when the Lord told me how to quit being a miserable Christian, I was bad advertising for him, you know? And then when I just started loving him and not even trying to minister, people would ask me, what church do you go to? Like, you know, they were noticing that I'm always nice, happy, and it's because of him. See, and the Lord, he wants to, you know what, you guys, you don't have to take 28 years like me. Just get with the program and say, I believe you starting right now. I believe you. And he will do a transforming work in you. And it, like I said, 5 minutes. All it starts with you believing. And you guys, I'm talking to the choir because this is a powerful church and you all know this stuff. So I'm going to shut up now. But, you know, God told me everyone in this church, they're a bunch of leaders and strong-headed, powerful people. And that's why I believe he's translating us, because he needs us to do some stuff for him, you know, before the worldwide rapture. But, so praise God. Welcome Jeff in chat. He says he's been tearing up at times as well. And I asked the Lord to help us all. Praise God, and we sure need it. And you know what? let this be a safe church where we can share our needs and not be judged and not, you know what I'm saying? Let's be a church
right.
where people can say, okay, look, can you pray for this, you know, and just be with each other. So let's do that. So go ahead. If anyone's on the line and wants to lift anything up, feel free. I also have one more caller, area code 843.
It's Marianne, Judy.
Hi, Marianne.
How are you?
Hey,
Judy, I have to apologize because I did rebuke the spirit of asthma on the phone with you, and I apologize because I should have known better. I should have known it was God.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It didn't even bother me because I knew that you weren't doing it to be mean-hearted or anything. That was just, you know, you were trying to be sweet and helpful, so that's fine. I mean, please don't think that I'm like... You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I know, but I do, but I would, if I didn't say that apology, because I feel like, whoops, because after I did it, I thought, you know, that can't, you know, she doesn't have anything, you know, like that in her, so, but I'm so used to doing that with other people, you know, when I minister over people and stuff like that, it becomes such second nature that you just, like, almost automatically do it, so my deepest apologies.
On the same note as what Judy was saying earlier, and this goes for everybody that is everybody in the RCC, everybody that God is preparing right now for His coming and for to be a part of His bridal party. He's told me numerous times. I mean, almost audibly, it has been ridiculous how much He's told me that. You know, each person that He is preparing right now are going through a trial specific to their needs to be tested. You know, like my trial has been exceptionally over the past month testing my humility. God humbled me from a very egotistical, prideful, you know, very worldly, bar fighter, constantly in trouble, you know, and He humbled me. And now that's where He's testing me, is where, you know, my test is, can you stay humble even when I throw things in your face that the old you would have, you know, jumped at this and handled it wrong and not in humility? That's my test. Some people are being tested, like Judy, with a, you know, physical. Do you have faith? Will you trust in me? You know, even if you're physically can't breathe, do you still trust in me? Do you still have faith in me? Raina, you know, you're facing eviction. You know, do you trust me? Do you have faith in me? You know, we're all being tested that way. You know, and we have to stand on the fact we have faith in our Lord, no matter what we give it to Him, you know.
Well, good. I've got one for you.
I'm like, Lord, I'm not biting, you know. And I rebuke Satan myself. I'm like, Satan, get out of my head. No, I'm not smacking this guy. You know, I don't care whether he deserves it or not. You know, no, get out of my head. I forgive him. I love him, you know. Lord, help him to learn, you know. Your ways are, you know, are better and kinder, you know. And he's going to test each of us in our own area. And for each person, it's different. For people in Iraq, it's testing, you know, they're getting tested physically with death. You know, they're getting, will you face martyrdom for me, you know.
Real quick, Chris, since I talked way too long, I Marianne's trying to, I think she has a prayer request. I'm just going to, if you could just hold on. What he's saying is really good, but I heard Marianne trying to chime in there. Marianne, can you share with us what's going on?
Yeah, I do have a prayer request. My brother, who is closer to me than anybody else in the world other than my children, called me today, and I'm sorry for crying because I love him so much, but he just got diagnosed with acute leukemia.
Oh, wow.
And I stand on God's word, and I claim His promises, but prayer works, but I called my daughter in Egypt, and we prayed together, and Judy prayed for my brother, and he's being soaked in prayer right now. That this is a powerful group. But I will tell you one thing. Before I called him, I wanted to write down everything in my prayer for him, because usually when I pray for somebody, I'll leave something out, and then I'll regret it. But as I was writing, God gave me, he told me that this was his final refinement. And so I started Googling, like, silver refining, all this other stuff, and think, okay, how long is it going to take to refine him? Because I really think this has to happen before September the 1st. And
yeah.
The passage that popped up was Isaiah 48:10. I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that was straight to him. So it's his final refinement. But I am believing God for a miracle. And so if you would just lift up my brother, his name is Grant. He is a man of God. He is a wonderful human being, but it's always, everything always falls on him. He's always the person that has to take care of everything, and he never rests. And I think that this is God's way of making him rest and just being soaked. So,
yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so
right.
Does everybody hear Marianne's tears? She's vulnerable
yes.
right now, okay? She's vulnerable. Yep. It's her brother who she loves. So, you know, let's just lift her up. And let's just be a family to her, to Marianne and her brother. And let's pray for him right now. And his name is, let's see.
Grant.
What's that?
Grant.
Grant. That's right. It's Grant. His name is Grant. And let's just lift him up. And let's do that right now, church. Let's do it. If anyone feels led to pray out loud, please do. Okay.
I'll pray. Lord, we lift up Grant. Lord, this is an easy one. You heal everybody all the time, and healing is easy. And we already know that. We know Grant's already healed by your stripes.
Amen.
And we know that you will heal him. It's a promise that we count on. There's hope in that. We have no despair because we know you're going to do it. And
yep.
we're holding strong that you'll do it right away. And we're going to claim it now. We're going to claim it every day. It'll happen. So we ask you to give Grant peace and give Marianne peace. And put peace in the heart, Lord. Bring them peace and love and let them feel your power. And we know that you're good for it. We know you'll do it. And we're going to celebrate that. You know what? We have victory. It's already won. We thank you so much for that. We have hope in our hearts. We have hope in our words and our tongue. The words we speak are life. And we speak life to his body. And we speak health and happiness and joy. And we have victory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 We
thank
agree.
You. Amen. Agree. Thank you so
we
much.
Agree.
Thank you.
Agree.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. We just ask you to bless everybody involved in the situation with Marianne's family. Bless everybody.
Yes.
Bless the doctor. We just know you're in it, Lord. Thank
yes,
you
he is in it, Judy. And that's exactly when you were saying the thing about your asthma and that God allows it. It just was, you know, a revelation. It was just the confirmation of what that scripture said, that God was, you know, firing. God is making him rest.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
making
yeah.
him. He's putting
yes.
him in a
yes.
hospital bed and making my
yes.
brother Superman,
right.
who is the most wonderful
right.
person in the world, rest. So
yes.
thank you all.
Absolutely.
And I do stand on his word. Although I will ask speedily, just like David did in the Psalms. He asked speedily four times in the Psalms, and I'm standing on that one too.
yeah. And even as we lift up her brother, we want to lift up Marianne to you, as she needs to, you know, as she needs to be led by you to give the words that you have her to give. And we
right.
lift her up to you, Father, and we pray that every word that would come out of her mouth dealing with everyone in this situation would be anointed with fire and power, no matter how small or how simple the word is, that they would feel the Lord on it, because
yes.
she walks in your spirit. And we thank you, Father, that you'll give her the right response. And the right, in every situation that she is in dealing with the family and dealing with everybody involved, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that she's a powerful bride. She will stand for you throughout this trial. And we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And,
so much, Judy.
So
thank
I also
you.
Need to lift up another thing. Today's a day of need because we have, it's actually been a very busy day for need. Okay, I've had a lot of. I did not expect to wake up to this, but I've had one thing after another that people have needs, and it's amazing. So the Lord really wants us to surround each other and lift each other up, okay? So let's lift up right now. Diane is listening. Joe and Katie are with Diane. She's a woman that's really sweet. It's a friend of Joe's. And they are with Diane right now, and they're all listening to the radio show. So hi, Diane. God bless you. We're glad you're listening. And she want, Joe asked if we could play telephone on his friend Diane, okay? So we're going to do that. We're going to play telephone on you, Diane. It's a game where we go to the Lord, and we ask him to give us words for you that would encourage you and lift you up. And so we're going to do that. And we're going to I'm going to play a song right now, and then we're going to come back and minister to Diane and lift her up to the Lord and just bless her day. And thank you, Joe and Katie, for being a blessing to Rapture Centric Church and all that you're doing there. And God bless you, too. I'm so glad that you are doing great. So here we go. I'm going to play a song by Oli Bill. Oli Bill is our shakuhachi flute player, and he makes these flutes, and he makes up his own tunes. And I'm going to just play a short one. Here we go. I want to ask if we lost Tana and Chris Nicholson. I would love you guys to call back. I don't know if you got dropped or what, but Tana and Chris, I noticed you got dropped. I hope you call back in. We would love to hear your wonderful prayers and words on this show. Tana's probably at work, but Chris, I won't mute you, Chris. I just had to let Marianne give tell us about her brother. But anyway, so call back, Chris Rubber Ducky. Anyway, I just want to tell Marianne before we give words for Diane that people in chat were praying for you and your brother. There's a lot of prayers going on in chat. I know you can't see chat, Marianne, but
thank you so much.
People are really praying for you. Someone said, Raina said, in Jesus' name, Grant is going to be okay because God loves him so much.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone came in agreement with Keith's prayer. And people are praying for fresh revelation of your love for Grant and healing for Grant. And Deborah said, please put your healing hands on Grant and cover him with your grace. Give him peace and comfort and give his family peace and let them feel your hugs about them and let your anointing of the Holy Spirit fill them up. So
yes.
If you can't see chat, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and read it. Now we're going to lift up Diane. And from what I understand, I think she believes in the Lord, but I don't know what her relationship is with him, but... Rosemary said, Rosemary got a word from God, and she said, Diane, your cheerfulness is a gift to the world. Hang on to me. Never let go. I long to see you. It will be very, very soon. And instantly, when I turned on Billy's flute music that he played for us, I saw God let me see Diane as a flower. He let me see her as a flower, and he told me he's unfolding the petals on the flower, and he's unfolding her before him. So that's what I got, Diane. God bless you. The Lord says you're his flower, and he's letting your petals come down one at a time. And I think you'll know what that means because it probably has more meaning to you. Maybe you like flowers. I don't know. But God bless you, Diane. Anyone else on the line get anything for Diane?
Judy? Yeah, Judy, I do.
Yeah, please speak up. Thanks, Pat.
Okay.
Grandma Pat.
All right. Okay, sweet daughter, give all to me. I am always with you. Talk to me from the depths of your heart. Know I hear everything. Never are you alone. Can you be separated from your heartbeats, my daughter, or your blood flow or breathing? Then you can never be separated from me. Always I am with you. Talk to me. I am here. I love you, your Jesus.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I have something.
Thanks, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hi. Blessed are you, Diane. I know you and receive you to me. Put me in the place of your fears, and we will walk together. Believe in my love. I believe in you and have covered you completely, your loving Jesus.
Hey, there you go.
Wow.
Beautiful. Wow. Wow.
And Diane,
sorry about my voice.
I'm not really sure, Diane, what your background is, you know, with regards to spiritual matters, but, you know, the Lord just wants you to know he loves you, and he's talking to people about you that you don't even know. Isn't that beautiful? It's called prophecy in the Bible, and it's called a prophetic word. It's when the Lord gives prophetic utterance, and then we just simply speak what he's telling us or what he's showing us. And I hope you receive these words and you're blessed by them. And any friend of Joe's is a friend of mine. So God bless you, Diane. And they've said wonderful things about you. Katie's told me what a sweet person you are, that you're just marvelously sweet. And so you made them a good dinner, and that's just so cool.
Aww.
Anyway, anybody else on the line have a word for Diane, and then we'll move on? Okay. Well, that was a lot. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. He knows just what she needs. If you end up having a word later on, just let us know. Welcome, Bill jumped in chat. So welcome, Bill.
Hi,
and so did Deborah and Gemma. So welcome, Deborah and Gemma, into chat.
Everybody.
Our service is pretty short now, so we don't have much time left. The purpose of Rapture Centric Church is for the bride to show off God before he comes and for God to show off his bride. So if you have anything you want to share, please do. He's our pastor. Go for it. The lines are open. Everyone's unmuted.
He gave me a word. Let's see. This morning, actually, or last night. It was this morning. And it's a short word, and I wasn't really very motivated to read it because it's kind of strange. But what really convinced me was at the very beginning in chat, Chris Slaughter asked if anybody was, feeling sadness or his sadness today. And I immediately felt like responding, bipolar, and I think Judy spontaneously also responded that way. And that's what this word is. It's bipolar. And I think in its style, not in its meaning, but in its style. And so I think that was an indication, a reinforcement that he did want me to read this. And what he's put in my heart is that the intensity is increasing because he is closer to us and we are closer to him. And so it may be that we're actually experiencing both the positive and the negative more in the way that he does, probably on a daily basis, you know, from our point of view, in days. And anyway, so this word, it's very short, but it has a few lines in it, and each line almost has its own style and grammar and vocabulary. It's very odd, but I will do my best to convey some meaning here. It says, blessings flow to you. You have never seen things. You have never seen these things before. I will travel and escape you. That's the word he gave me, but you can take the essence of the word. Go therefore out into your faith. Deliver me from the snares of your inner doubts. I have ridden thee of unnecessary encumbrances. There's one of those changes. I will not delay. I am ever present with you. The end is nigh of your struggle. Be at peace. So it's
nice.
It's very unusual wording, The meaning is pretty clear, but I was like, I was confused writing it down because it was, anyway. So I take this as a reinforcement that we're closer to him, and we've spoken often here about his bipolar nature, and including today. And I think, you know, he's living in great rejoicing and great sadness at one time. Mm-hmm. And so there it is. I mean, you know, and that's expressed in his style that he gave me this word. Very unusual.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Thank you, Jerry. Do you have that on email format? Could you send that to us if people want it?
I can send it to you. I was like, seriously? But anyway, because it's very strange the more you look at it. But yeah, it's a perfect day for it. That's why I was really convinced. Okay, this
that is word. And Rojo and Chad were. Thanks, Jerry, for sharing. Jerry, I've had times like that where I have not wanted to share words because I think they're so like ridiculous. And every time I do, they end up being really. They end up blessing the people that I was supposed to. But I mean, really, that's one of the ways I know it's God is because I'm like, are you serious? Do I really need to say this?
Exactly.
You know, not always, but I have those moments where I'm like, come on. But anyway, so anybody else on the line want to share anything?
I will forward
we have
that.
First,
we have 8 minutes left.
You press on my computer to start. I can't get my computer going.
Make sure everybody. Make sure everybody lifts up my cousin Heath too. He's in the hospital.
Yes,
he was
shot
four times.
We cover him with the precious blood. Yeah, I happen to turn to Isaiah, a whole bunch of verses, but I wanted to read one here. I thought it might be this will make you kind of happy, guys. I think for RCC, and my computer's not working, so pray again. It's crashed on me. I don't know what's wrong, but anyway, it says this is from Isaiah 49:6. And he says, it is not enough for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel. I will make you the light of the nations so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. And I thought of us.
Yeah.
And this was just like the book opened to this. I wasn't even looking for anything. And it's got all these, and again, like to the bride, like a young man, this is Isaiah 62:5, like a young man marrying a virgin, so will the one who built you wed you. And as the bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so will your God rejoice in you. So, you know, there's a whole bunch more, but it'll take too much time to read them another time, if we ever go to time. You know, yeah.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
And
we
have a new person in the chat room today. Welcome. We're so glad you're here. God delivered him from alcoholism. It's been 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And God woke him up just in time.
Awesome.
He's wide awake, so we thank you. I told him to get drunk on the new wine, get hammered on the Jesusaholic here. We really are.
Amen.
We're having vodka instead of vodka. And so that's good. We're drunk and hammered, and, you know, we want an altered state because we were created for that. So Jesus gives us that altered state. We don't really need drugs or alcohol. We just need him, and he'll get us hammered. He does me. But anyway, God bless you. God bless you on your 2 weeks with none of the world's drink. Praise God for that. And if you drink wine and you like it, guys, God bless you. My sister, we live in the wine country, and she loves her wine, and, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't drink. I'm just saying when it's a problem that God bless you when
it's
a problem,
problem
you overcame
right.
it.
Yeah.
Personally, me and Rojo, we don't like alcohol taste, so her and I are going to have wine-flavored Kool-Aid in heaven. We're going to have Kool-Aid, not wine, because I don't really like the taste of alcohol.
Grape juice, Oh, Lordy.
A fruit spritzer or something. Want like a fruit spritzer or something fun.
Spritzers, those are good. You will get drunk on them. Put some
Jeff said we could pray that. So Jeff and Chad, he said we could pray that. So, Lord, we just pray that you would get him hammered on the Holy Spirit. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that the new wine of your Holy Spirit will just fall on him. Let's lift him up, guys, right now. We thank you, Father, that you are better than wine. And we thank you that, Father, you know, that you would just get him completely hammered in the Holy Spirit, and he would just be drunk on your love for him and fill him, Lord, like he's never been filled. God bless him. Thank you for waking him up. Thank you for giving him a clear mind before you come to snatch us away. And I thank you, Father, that he was able to, with your help, you know, not drink for a couple weeks. What a good God you are, Lord. What a good God you are. So God bless you, Jeff. The Holy Spirit is going to keep filling you. Anybody else have anything to share? We have 4 minutes.
Just from John 12, chapter 12, 20, 29. Father, glorify your name. And a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. People standing by who heard this said it was a clap of thunder. Others said it was an angel speaking to him. I thought that was nice.
Love it.
Oh, sweet Father.
Thank you, Pat. You're such a blessing.
You are.
I want to thank everybody again for looking up.
Go ahead, Mary.
I was going to say, I just thank everybody in chat and online or on the phone for lifting up my brother. I do stand on God's word. I know that this is happening for a reason, and I do think that it's all about him, and it's just all about him. It always is. And but I do thank you for your prayers.
Yeah.
I know that God hears them. This is a powerful group.
And see, Marianne, the thing that the Lord told me when we were praying for him is that because he's got all this energy, he also needs to stand. You know, he's one of these people that's got the energy. Have him, you know, have him believe that God can heal him by reading those verses every day, too. Give him something to do, you know, since he's so active normally. Give him something to do. Claim those verses. Claim his healing, you know. That's all he's got to do. But give him something to have that hope and that strength in. You know what I mean?
I agree with that completely. I already thought about that. Thank you so much, Keith. Thank you.
Yeah, there was one more verse from Ezekiel that was good. If you want me to.
Pat, before you do that real quick, we have Keith's situation. Most people have gotten the email for Keith. Let's lift him up.
And
Keith. Keith is not Keith. Keith is his cousin who is in the hospital. And he was shot by a cop 4 times. And is he still alive, Keith?
Yeah, he's still alive, but he's not doing good, you know. Mainly we need to pray that, you know, no matter what happens to him, I would rather you guys pray that he goes to heaven no matter what, okay? Because we need to know that that's going to happen, okay? Because after that, after he's in the hospital, then they're going to arrest him and all that stuff. So we need to know
that he, you know what I'm talking about.
So, hey, guys, since we only have 90 seconds left,
I want you, if you want to,
I'm going to be doing this today. God had me doing it yesterday. I'm lifting up everybody at Rapture Centric Church and everyone's families and all the situations. And if I don't know every situation, I'm asking the Lord to cover it and come in power and glory. And we just declare that right now, Lord, that even as, you know, this service is ended, but, you know, we just thank you. And we're just going to agree and believe for everybody that needs a touch from you is going to get it, Lord, because we pray. Because we pray, we've covered all the bases. There's no stone left unturned because we are lifting each other up, Lord. And we pray for every situation. We pray for Billy's job. We pray for Jerry's children at school. We pray for Rosemary's daughter. We pray for Raina's whole family. We thank you for our new friend Jeff and Chat. We thank you for Deborah and her daughter and her situation and her family, everybody at this church.
Right.
We're just going to continue to lift up even as the service ends. Lord, your will be done. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we thank you that we have faith for all of your promises. Therefore, no one is going to accidentally die or accidentally be homeless. No, this church is going to be one where we are going to be well taken care of because you're a very good groom because we believe it.
Yep.
And you're going to hold us tight. And we're going to expect miracles. If we're here, we're going to expect miracles. Spirit and the bride say...
Come.
Love you, everybody. Love you, Jerry. Love you, Pat.
Love you, guys.
Love you, Marianne.
Thank you.
Love you,
everybody.